Bruce Bausch, who's the PIO for the State Fire Marshal's Office in Maryland. We have Lieutenant Mark Landall, who is our Homeland Security Commander. He's also the supervisor of the School Resource Officer Unit. And we have Lieutenant Eric Byers, who is the commander of our Criminal Investigation Section. So at this point, I also have some copies of the press releases back on the table as you came in with my business cards. I've already spoken about the photo issue, which we're having a problem because it's such a large file. We'll get with that, with you with that afterwards. So I'll offer the podium to Sheriff Jenkins.
Thank you, Major. Good afternoon. Let me say at the outset that this event was very probably prevented by the parents who stepped forward. They saw something, they said something, they came forward, they did the right thing. So I want to give all the credit in the world to the parents of this young lady who helped us avert a tragedy at Catoctin. This report was made by the father to school officials who reported it immediately to the sheriff's office. Our investigators responded immediately to act on it, to do everything we could right then and there to stop the threat. The involved student was 18-year-old Nicole Severio, a resident of Thurmont. She was immediately removed from the school without incident. No one was hurt or injured. The sheriff's office investigators determined early on that Nicole posed a threat not only to the school, the student body, but herself also. She was transported to Frederick Memorial Hospital for an emergency evaluation. She is currently still hospitalized today. Now, our investigators moved very quickly to determine that removing her from the school, acting on the information they had, eliminating any ongoing threat to the school or the student body. So basically, taking her out of the school at that point eliminated every threat we knew going forward. Investigators also concluded that at no time was a weapon or an explosive device brought onto school property. Also, with the assistance of ATF and the State Fire Marshal's Office, we were able to conclude that the explosive materials found in her home had not been combined to construct an explosive device. So that's one thing we ruled out. However, I will tell you, obviously the intent was there. A couple other points I want to make. We have concluded to this point that this was a plot solely conceived by Ms. Severio. There are no other individuals assisting her in the planning or the execution of the plot. We are absolutely confident at this point, and I say this point, this is a fluid investigation, that she was the only one that knew of the impending date and that the incident was averted as a result of this investigation. And I'll throw out the date. The date that we've determined the event was to occur was to be April the 5th of this year. To this point, the investigation has involved the search of the Severio residence, the recovery of evidence, the scrutiny of her diary, interviews with her friends, associates, and family members. Right now, this investigation is very much focused on her diary and the detail in the diary that clearly planned out a mass shooting event at the high school. The other thing we also learned, she had been compiling intelligence and information on security, coming and going of the school resource officer, the emergency procedures, and other drills conducted by school staff. In addition, she was also obtaining evidence or intelligence by talking with the school resource officer. Now, she didn't gain much out of that, but again, trying to determine how our deputies are armed and so forth and how we respond to incidents. The evidence that we got from her home revealed that she was taking steps, active steps, acquiring the materials that she would need to execute the plot, including the purchase of a shotgun, the construction of pipe bombs, other explosive materials, magnesium tape, and fuse material. It was also clear in her diary that she planned to die during this event. It was very clear to us she had the means, the materials, to cause significant damage to herself, to the student body, to the facility up there at Catoctin High School. It was also very clear that she was struggling with a lot of mental health issues. Now, she's been charged on a warrant right now. There's an outstanding warrant. She's still in the hospital. The charges include possession of explosive material with the intent to create a destructive device and possession of incendiary material with the intent to create a destructive device. Both are felonies that carry up penalties up to 25 years in prison and $250,000 fines. I want to say again, I'm extremely thankful to the parents for their actions bringing this information forward. I truly believe what they did averted a catastrophe at Catoctin High School, and they continue right now to be extremely cooperative. I also ask this. This is a very sensitive situation for the family, so I'll ask the media to respect their privacy. Let's give them the courtesy they deserve as a family. We all have families and children. Again, we're continuing to go back and look at our internal procedures on emergency operations and response with the schools. The way we plan with Frederick County Public Schools has proven to be right on time in this event. We're doing the right things out there. Our planning has paid off, especially in this event. I want to acknowledge the involvement of the following agencies, and I think Major Clark touched on them. Frederick County Public Schools, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office Bomb Squad, Frederick County Department of Fire Rescue Services, and also the Frederick County State's Attorney's Office, who consulted on legal issues throughout the entire investigation.